You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
The word kid is already informal, and now we have the word kiddo living alongside it.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
Ann, I have thoughts about this, so I'm just going to let you get right into it.
I can hardly wait to hear your thoughts. I did not have a lot of thoughts about kiddo until it was brought to my attention at a talk that I gave this past fall in Chicago. And in the Q&A, someone said, "What is going on with kiddo? I now hear it all the time as a description of kids." And from what I can tell, this person is right that we are seeing kiddo now more often, both as an affectionate term, but also as a generic description of children. Now, Rebecca, let's just get started. Share a couple of your thoughts, and then we'll do some history here.
So I will say the word kid as a term of endearment, I have a soft spot in my heart for that because my dad used to call my mom that. I thought it was very cute. I have a feeling that some people probably don't like that. Yeah. Okay. We'll start there.
And I think you're right that people have mixed feelings about kid being used to refer to adults. Let's go back to the beginning here, which is kid to refer to young goats.
Yeah. Okay.
So that goes back to the 12th century, the original meaning of a kid, which is a young goat. It could also then be a young deer or antelope. This is the kid of kid gloves, because by the 17th century, kid could mean the skin of a kid. By the late 1600s, we also have evidence of kid being used for young children, both in British and American English. In these early decades, it seems to have been considered low slang, so pretty unacceptable. But by the 19th century, kid has become informal, familiar speech, expressions such as the wife and kids. Rebecca, this had me thinking about whether I have a difference between saying when I was a kid and when I was a child. Would those be different for you?
Child sounds very formal to me, and it's hard for me to picture the circumstances under which I would discuss back when I was a child. I think I would always say back when I was a kid. Kid seems to be more far-reaching, you know, in terms of how old you are.
That's what I was thinking. I completely agree that child feels more formal, and child for me stops, I don't know, somewhere maybe a little after kindergarten. Kid gets me at least into my early teens.
No, I was definitely a kid when I was 16.
Okay, and that raises an interesting question, because by the late 1800s, we have examples of kid being used to refer to young men or women or young people. We have an example from the New York Times in 1949 referring to a college kid. And I will sometimes catch myself doing that. I, of course, work at the university, and I feel strongly that college students are young adults. They are not kids.
I feel bad because beginning of summer, end of summer, I do catch myself asking, hey, when are the kids coming back? Referring to U of M students here in Ann Arbor. And I know I would not have liked that when I was their age.
Yeah. And this now comes back to kiddo, I think, because kiddo, we get late 1800s as a form of address. You know, how's it going, kiddo? Sometimes that was seen as patronizing. By the mid-20th century, we have it as a reference to children. And I found this debate over the last year online about why people are calling children kiddos. And some people say, oh, it's informal and affectionate. I think it's great. It's on parenting blogs and social media. And others are saying, I think it's condescending. Others are saying it's not as condescending as kid because kid suggests inexperience. I found books about teaching kiddos to pray and teaching kiddos to cook. So kiddo does seem to be on the rise. And for those of us who feel like, could something that informal become standard? Things change. I'm going to have my eye on this one.
You know who we should be asking about this? Actual kids. Actual children. So I don't know. I think those of you who are listening today who have children, kids, ask them what they think about it.
Sounds like a great conversation starter.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.